Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Build yourself up. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Jude 1, 20-21. The New Testament relationship of the twice-born to the eternal condition is compared to a building of God made up of lively stones. Thus, there is often the exhortation for us to build a holy association with each other and to seek to build a strong assembly as we work together. Each of the many references uses some combination of descriptive preposition or adjective along with the term for house. The general application assumes that since we will be housed together in eternity, we should seek to be building that house while on earth. Even those who are in authority in the house of God are to be focused on building that house. Jude addresses the individual. He presumes we are aware that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Even with a wise master builder like Paul to give us inspired instructions, we need to be very careful how we build on the foundation that Jesus Christ has laid for us. Our work can be gold, silver, and precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, and it will be evaluated by the fire of God's timeless judgment. The construction of the building, both the larger house and the individual lively stones that make up the house, are to be built up on the most holy faith. Once the foundation has been laid by Jesus Christ, we are to be rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.